something for the weekend. Good morning. How are you? It's Trina Mara here. And on the line, we have Miss Georgie Porter. Good morning, Georgie. How are you?
Hi, I'm really good. I'm going to tell you my current situation.
Right.
I'm in Zurich in Switzerland, looking out onto the mountains from my hotel room.
Okay, thanks for that. We're in freezing cold Ireland. So thanks for that. We didn't even ask and you told us. And you know what? I shouldn't even be interviewing you because my husband fancies you. So I should be not having you on the show at all.
Oh, that's awkward.
How's the dating situation at the moment, might I ask?
Oh, it's not even zilch. Anything is bad. It's not happening. On tour, it's very difficult to, like, even talk to men for longer than 2 hours. I thought coming on tour, I'd be able to have, you know, a different man in every city, but that's not happening.
Yeah, not happening. Because I saw you did the celebs go dating. Your man was horrible that you went on the date with. Oh, God.
Yes.
He ordered your drink for you and everything.
Yeah, I think, was that the one that hit me on the back?
Kelvin, he chose your drink and, oh, my God, it was rotten. Rotten.
Yeah, he said some weird, bizarre things, didn't he? I mean, I had to endure a full hour of that. I think you guys saw about 4 minutes worth.
Yeah. If that was real life and there wasn't a TV camera there, I'm sure you would have been out the door like a shot.
Yeah, I would. And also, I could tell you as well, I joined like a dating app, which is really funny because people will go in my DMs and say, there's an imposter, there's a fake person pretending to be you on this dating app. And I'm like, no, it is me.
Are you really?
So I actually get kicked off. Yeah, they report me and then I get kicked off these dating apps. So there's just no hope.
Oh, gas. Well, listen, the reason we're talking to you today, Georgie, is because you're coming to Dublin, you're going to be at the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre, and you're doing Fame.
This is the best job of my life. Honestly, I'm having the best time, and I can't wait to come to Dublin because I know for a fact that you guys are going to be so merry and loud and so fun that it's going to be probably my favourite city.
Yeah, and a lot of people know you here as well from doing Hollyoaks and all the TV work that you've done. So no pressure, but you will be recognised on the street and you'll be asked to do a lot of selfies, so be prepared for that. Do you have to be super fit now to do Fame? I'm sure you are super fit anyway, but have you had to kind of really get in gear for this one?
Yeah, I mean, these dance. The director and choreographer, Nick Winston, is an incredible choreographer and the dance moves are insane. I wake up every day with a broken back and think, this is it. Intense dance routine for 2 hours.
I struggle to walk for the bus. So fair play.
Yeah.
I'm that unfit. But you're trained, aren't you, as a ballet dancer?
Yeah, so from the age of 3, I used to dance, you know, your local dance school sort of thing. And then I got into the Hammond at the age of 16 on a scholarship, luckily, because I'd have never been able to afford the fees. Which, you know, it's really my favourite thing, because when people come to see the show, they don't expect me to dance. So it's really fun that at the end people are like, oh, you can dance. Because I used to think I used to blag Hollyoaks, really, and hope that no one found me out.
Oh, I love your honesty.
I'm doing the job. Oh, thank God, I'm getting away with it.
Tell me this much as well. Are you living in LA now, or where are you living?
So for the past 2 years I was, but I wasn't doing anything. I didn't really have a job there. I didn't really try. I should have been a bartender out there because the tips are insane.
But
I came back and I did this audition for Fame, the musical, and I thought, well, this is incredible. This is what I need to be doing.
And what were you doing when you were out there, just sitting around?
Yeah, I would be getting my nails done every week.
Stop it.
I would be basking in the sun on Malibu Beach. I was running the Runyon Canyons every single day. Like, it was just the life of Riley.
Were you not absolutely broke, though?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I paid for it at the end. Now I'm like, oh, now I have to sort of had to rent my house out a bit and do things like that. But money comes and goes. It's not that. I think it's
beans on toast for dinner.
Beans on toast, my favourite meal. All I could cook. Couldn't eat out anymore.
And is that where you did those skincare ads? Was that when you were in LA? Because I keep seeing you on the telly all the time doing those skincare ads for when you had acne.
That was before growing up. That was straight out of the jungle, I think, because, you know, I've not seen the jungle where I watched it. My skin went really bad because obviously you can't take the things in there with you. Actually, people come up to me and say that Proactive is actually saving their skin, and because they've seen me with the worst acne ever, which, you know, it's quite embarrassing. Why did I go to school and have my school photo with the worst acne ever? Why did nobody tell me?
Yeah, it's hard to believe that you had acne, though, because your skin is absolutely flawless. Do you still get flare-ups from time to time, or is it all okay now?
There'd be an odd time of the month when, you know, you get a few and you just want to pop them. But compared to what I used to have as a kid growing up, but now telling everyone that you can literally, your skin can be fixed, you know, it's not the most depressing thing in your life. When you fix it, that actually has like kind of changed lives a bit, which it sounds dramatic, but I'm just so glad that people now know that my skin back then compared to now, yeah, it can change.
Well, Georgie, you're a gas woman. What we've learned today is that you still get the odd acne flare-up, so you're totally normal. You love beans on toast. You were broke when you lived in LA and you can't find a fella. We'll see you in Dublin. You're going to be at the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre between the 18th and 22nd of June. So we'll see you there in your leg warmers.
Wonderful. Can't wait to see you.
Thanks, Georgie. Bye. This is Something for the Weekend on Classic Hits. Don't nick me husband.